This Saturday, Michael Matz's undefeated 3-year-old bay colt Barbaro will join the so-called Run for the Roses as he attempts to win the 132nd running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. But the path that led Matz to this point started over 40 years ago in the small town of Shillington, Pennsylvania, when a neighbor invited him to ride a horse. Though he had never been on a horse before, Matz soon grew to love the sport. He started as a groom and worked his way up. Matz began competing as a show jumper in Europe in 1973, and just 3 years later made the U.S. Olympic team for the 1976 Games in Montreal. But fate stepped in 1989. Matz and his then-fiancée, Dee Dee Alexander, were flying to Philadelphia when the plane they were on crashed in Sioux City, Iowa, killing 112 people. They both survived, and Matz led 3 children to safety, then went back into the burning wreckage to rescue an 11-month-old girl.
We were lucky to survive it. It's been 17 years now, and we tried to just go on.
Michael Matz made the Olympic equestrian team again in 1992 and 1996. At the 1996 Atlanta Games, he won a silver medal in the team event and was honored by being selected to carry the American flag at the closing ceremonies. Matz said his harrowing experience of surviving a plane crash has made him more appreciative of his Olympic success.
You just don't take every little thing for granted anymore. You enjoy everything you can. And, it was a great moment in my riding career and in my life.
Michael Matz started training horses part-time 8 years ago. But after failing to make the U.S. Olympic team for the 2000 Games in Sydney, he decided to devote himself to it full-time. Prior to Barbaro, Matz's biggest success was training 2004 Arlington Million winner Kickin' Chris. Barbaro's owners, Roy and Gretchen Jackson, were impressed after seeing Matz ride at shows in Pennsylvania. They started sending him horses to train, with the aim of having one good enough to race in the Kentucky Derby.
You try to get there, then you try to win the Olympic Games or be on a winning team. And, this is what we hope every year. This is the first time we've had a horse that even followed the Derby trail. So, it's just an exciting time whenever you can have a horse that's won 5 straight and go into the Derby undefeated. It's let alone just have a horse that can go in the Derby.
That Barbaro is considered one of the favorites for Saturday's Kentucky Derby is no surprise to Michael Matz. As he explains it, people are looking for a superstar. He has that air about him. In Washington, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.